Someone asked me if they were allowed to buy a used china plate. They have a whole set of china, and one plate broke, and they want to know if they can buy. I guess they have these companies that sell used china. So the issue is probably if they get a used china, because to buy a new china plate, you have to get a whole set. But they have perhaps these used ones you could buy individual pieces. But the problem is, it was probably used by someone who did not keep kosher. So, is there any way to kosher it? Do you have to kosher it? So, generally speaking, we assume that china dishes, they're made from clay, from cheres, and therefore they're called clay cheres. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Amud Bey states that clay cheres, earthenware vessels, cannot be koshered through hagala by immersing them in boiling water, since the boiling water alone will not completely purge the flavor that was embedded in the cheres. Now, there was a Rishon, the Baal HaItur, who said that you are allowed to kasher cheres if it had not been used for 24 hours by doing Haggadah three times. But most Rishonim did not agree with the Baal HaItur. The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Tuf Nun Aleph Seif Aleph does not agree with the position, and Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot kasher cheres. The only way you can kasher cheres is when he calls hachzara lekivshan, if they return it into a furnace. Theoretically, if you do libun, if you expose the cheres to very hot temperatures, then it should work, like libun. However, the problem is, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that if you put it in just in a regular oven, that we're concerned as you're heating up the plate, you're going to be concerned, and you're not going to want to leave it there long enough, and you're going to remove it from the oven before it achieves the heat of libun. However, if you put it in a furnace, so then it achieves the status of libun even for a short period of time. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein is a famous tshuva, Nigros Moshe Yoredeya Chelek Beis. I'm sorry, in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Gimel, and there he says that you can rely on this Baal HaItur to allow, let's say, Baal Tshuva to kasher dishes with three hagalos. He really requires you, number one, or if there's a major financial loss, that you can wait 12 months, kasher them in boiling water three times, and then use them. So it's a combination of the Chacham Tzvi, who said that at some point the kli is going to use its a kli is going to lose its taste. So at some point the cheres will lose its taste. That's after 12 months. After 12 months, you don't need to kasher it. So that, together with the Baal HaItur, who says do Haggadah three times, so that what you can do if you inherit, let's say, a set of china from a grandparent, and let's say they weren't observant and they ate non-kosher on the china. So you wait 12 months, which if you inherit it, it's probably been 12 months, and then you can kosher it three times. That if there's a major financial loss, one can rely on Moshe Feinstein. But that's not our situation. Our situation is it's an individual plate. So, and let's say it's not a major financial loss. You just want to replace. You have a set of 12 pieces of china. So one plate broke. You want to make it up. You want to buy another piece of china. So Rav Baruch Simon actually has a leniency where Rav Baruch Simon is a Rosh Hashiva in YU, and he says that he cites one of his rabbeim, Rav Abadi, who he agrees to his position, that Rav Abadi says that nowadays the china plates, the glazed china plates, are not porous. And since they are not porous, so you don't need to kasher them. The old cheres was porous, so you would need to kasher. But the new china plates, the glazed china plates, they are not porous, and therefore, and he also says that in all likelihood, the plates were probably a kli sheni when they perhaps absorbed non-kosher. So you add that potential leniency in the mix. So he has told people that you could rely on this position and not even kasher the china. I don't think many poskim hold like that. He's certainly Talmud Chacham of par excellence, and certainly someone to rely on. But other poskim disagree. However, there's another potential leniency if you don't want to rely on this. I was told that Rav Tendler held of this position, and Rabbi Willig told me that you can rely on this position, and that is you can do what's Hachzaras Kivshan, not for Kivshan could be 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, but what you can do instead is you can run a self, you can run it in a, in, put it in the oven and run a self-clean cycle. If you can do that, that would be Libun. And the concern of generally putting it in the oven is that you may take it out in the middle. Once you've set it to a self-clean cycle, you're not going to take it out in the middle, and therefore this would work. Now, it may break the plate, but I was told by some of my colleagues who've tried it that they actually were successful at different times to actually kosher a plate by having it running it through a self-clean cycle. They recommend that first take a smaller plate because maybe different pieces of china are different and some may break, some may not break. So maybe they suggested that take a smaller piece of china and put that in first in the self-clean cycle, run it and see if it works. If that works, then take the bigger piece. So again, if there's no major financial loss, so there is a kula by Rabbi Simon. He is Mekalek like Rabbi Abadi, who said that you don't need to kasher glazed china because it's not porous. I think many poskim have a different view, but there is another potential leniency, and that's running it through a self-clean cycle, assuming obviously it doesn't break the plate.